Hello, everybody. It's Cal Banyan. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending where you are in this big, beautiful world of ours and when you're listening to this. I am an author, writer, and hypnotherapist, developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System and the 7-Path Self-Hypnosis System, a mind-body-spirit approach to self-hypnosis. These podcasts are what? Gosh, they are brought to you by our websites. For more information about hypnosis, scripts, books, CDs, video programs, and hypnosis sessions, including live courses, please see our websites. Here's three or four of our best websites. CalBanyan.com, that's my blog. That's the home of these podcasts. And www.hypnosiscenter.com for information about my hypnosis classes. And then also www.banyanhypnosismall for all kinds of hypnosis information, products, training materials, and live courses by myself and many other professionals in the field of hypnosis. Here's a quick news blast. NGH certification courses. They're coming up at the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services. Our next one is November 6, 2006. After that, we don't have a certification course until March 5th of 2007, unless you want to come to Singapore. In Singapore, we have a certification course December 4th. If you're already certified and would like to, instead of doing it in 10 days, like to get our Week of Power, that's a 7-day course for all hypnotherapists who want to do that kind of skill-building, confidence-building course that gets them certified in 5-Path and also certified as a 7-Path teacher, that's the Week of Power. That is at the UK in 2007, April 2007. And we generally also, I can't look into my crystal ball right now, but typically we also offer that course at the NGH convention in August. So I hopefully we'll be doing that too. Check www.hypnosiscenter for details on all of our courses. Please also check our Meet the Pros program. Our most recent edition is How to Write Great Scripts by the well-known and famous script writer. Again, I'm not talking about movie scripts. Of course, I'm talking about hypnosis scripts, Del Hunter Morrell, where she meets with me in our virtual classroom, and she teaches everybody there how to write those great scripts. And also, if you miss the live broadcast, you can catch it on the BanyanHypnosisMall.com, and as a recorded version for you to download. Okay. Well, if you caught podcast number 14, you know that right now what I'm doing is I'm answering questions that I'm finding on our Yahoo groups, our hypnosis groups on Yahoo.com. We have a number of hypnosis groups that we sponsor there. One is the 5-Pathers group, and that's just for 5-Pathers. And also a couple of the other groups are the Talk About Hypnosis group. Anyone listening to this podcast can sign up for that. We also have the Marketing Hypnosis group on Yahoo Groups. And then we also have the Speedy Inductions, among a couple of other hypnosis groups. And you can go in there, you can sign up for free, and you can exchange emails and converse about all these good topics about hypnosis. So as I'm always looking for inspiration for podcasts about topics that are of interest to you, I've as of late been skimming through there, those different groups, and seeing what kind of questions have come up. So that's where I got the idea for this podcast, Hypnosis and Pain Management Using Advanced Hypnotherapy Techniques and 5-Path. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to read a question. Now, the question originally was probably several paragraphs in an email, and I paraphrase it and shrink it down the very best I can so that I can use it here on the podcast. So here's the question. The question is, I am working with a client for pain doing 5-Path, and the AR work, that means age regression work, has helped him to bring his pain down from a 7 to a 2 on a SUD scale. Now, a SUD scale is like 0 equals 0 pain, and 10 means it's the worst it's ever been. He is very happy so far, but he has found that the stress at work and with his family causes the pain to increase. Well, like I talked about in podcast number 14, that which stress makes worse, hypnosis can make better. Let me continue with the question. He also did foo, which is forgiveness of others, on his father, and since then, he said that his relief has gotten even greater. So we can see the emotional component in this pain. While visiting his mother, she, quote, guilted him, unquote, into staying longer than he wanted to, and it causes pain to increase. Ah, so we might have some secondary gain type things going on here. So we did some foo on her. That's forgiveness of others work as well. It was interesting that when doing the foo with Dad, he was able to really express how he felt and released a lot of anger, but was unwilling to express anger in the foo. Again, that's forgiveness of others session with his mother. He managed to express the feelings anyway, and he did an excellent job of it. But after the session was over, he experienced an increase in pain. I asked him how he felt about that forgiveness session, and he said that he felt bad in treating his mother that way, but denied feeling any guilt about it. I suggested that it may be guilt, and that the next session will neutralize those feelings of guilt and any other feelings of anger that he may have. I'm wondering if I should handle FOSS, or forgiveness of self, in the usual way. Does he need to do foo with me? Is it possible that I could have made him angry? Okay, so that's the question. I will reread that after I go through these major points. So I'm going to go through some major points I want you to keep in mind whenever you do pain management work. Number one, pain has an emotional and cognitive component. So the best work is done when both standard hypnosis for pain management treatments are used along with 5-PATH. Remember, whatever stress makes worse, properly done advanced hypnotherapy techniques such as those in 5-PATH can make it better. Okay. Number two, standard hypnotherapeutic pain management techniques include visualization, disassociation, and analgesia anesthesia. See Ron Esslinger's hypnoanesthesia course on our websites. We have a copy of his course and all the information about it on www.banyanhypnosismall.com. Three, 5-PATH will either eliminate the cause of the pain when a physical cause does not exist, or reduce the amount of pain by removing the emotional and cognitive components to the pain, including secondary gain issues. Four, always get a medical referral when working with pain. And five, I'll answer the question. All right, let me kind of go through each one of those points in a bit more detail. One, pain always has an emotional and cognitive component. Whether the pain is psychogenic or because of a trauma or illness, it's going to make you feel a certain way emotionally, and it's going to affect what you think. And so, and how you respond to that pain depends on how your life has been going every minute of the day prior to the cause of that pain. For example, two people could be in exactly the same car, rear-ended by exactly the same vehicle. One person will have mild problems as a result of it, and the other person can be chronically ill because of it, or chronically experiencing pain. What's the difference between those two people? Same car, right next to each other in the back seat. Same gender, about the same age. What's the difference? One of the main differences is everything that happened in their lives prior to that event, how they're used to thinking about things, how they're used to feeling about pain, the meaning that pain has for them. So what we're going to want to do with 5-PATH is we're going to want to deal directly with those things and also use standard hypnosis for pain management techniques. So in number two, standard hypnotherapeutic pain management techniques includes visualization, disassociation, and anesthesia, hypnotic analgesia and anesthesia. For example, that which is taught in Ron Esslinger's hypnoanesthesia course. Now, let me talk just briefly about each one of these techniques. I'm not going to be able to teach you about, you know, everything you need to know to manage pain with hypnosis in about a 20-minute podcast. But let me give you some ideas, and then you can seek out more information on these things. Okay, visualization. When someone is in somnambulism, then you can have them describe the area of the pain, which we will typically reframe and call it what? Discomfort. So let's say they had back pain, we'd say, while they're in hypnosis, I'd like you to become a little aware of the area in your back where you're experiencing the discomfort. And I would like you to describe it to me. If it had a shape, what would that shape look like? If it had a color, what would the color look like? And then what we can do in this visualization process is we can manipulate the shape and the color. We can suggest to the client that they now imagine or visualize that shape becoming larger, And as it becomes more and more increasing in size, that the pain will increase. And we can get a baseline reading of discomfort on the SUD scale, like a 5 or 7, 8, 9, 10. And then as we increase it, the size, we have them re-rate the pain. Now, what we will do then is we can demonstrate to the client that by increasing the size or by increasing the color, like if they said it was red, we want to make sure that it, as it gets bigger, it becomes more and more vibrantly red. And suggest that as they do that, the pain will increase. And that's a very simple thing to do. I've never seen that fail. Then what we do is we take them back to where they were before, and then the pain decreases. Now we've demonstrated that by changing the way it looks to them, both color, size, and shape, that we can make it worse or better. So now the next step is to have them imagine the size becoming smaller and the colors becoming more and more pale, maybe gray, maybe even becoming invisible. And as that happens, what, the pain goes down. And then we can teach them self-hypnosis where they do that on their own and manage the pain. Disassociation is we can actually have the pain move to another location. We can have it located outside of themselves, or they can release it through some kind of visualization. We can also relocate the pain. In some stubborn pains, let's not say stubborn. Sometimes the doctor will give us permission to work with the pain so long as we don't remove it completely, because the doctor needs it in order to evaluate the underlying cause of the problem. Well, let's say we have someone who has carpal tunnel and has pain in the wrist. It's not, they haven't been able to fix it. And the person makes a living by typing or other kinds of movement with the hands. What we can do is we can teach them to, I know this sounds strange, to mentally relocate the pain to like their toes. Now they're able to type, and, but the pain can then come back from their toes into their wrists whenever they need to be evaluated by the doctor. And really, the things that you do with pain are unlimited. But mainly we deal with visualization, disassociation, and hypnoanalgesia or anesthesia. This is typically done by creating what we call glove anesthesia. We will take someone to at least level 4, the threshold of somnambulism, according to the Harry Aaron scale, which is the depth needed to create anesthesia or analgesia, and we will numb the back of the hand. And when we can get that numb, we can do a pinch test, we can put an Alice clamp on it, all these kinds of things. Once we've verified that we've created the hypnoanalgesia or anesthesia, then we can just relocate it to the body. For example, if they are experiencing abdominal pain or hip pain, something like that, once we've created the analgesia or anesthesia. Analgesia is the blockage of pain, and anesthesia is the blockage of all sensation. Typically, analgesia in pain management is what we want. We don't want to remove all senses in a limb, for example. We just want to block pain. So we'd create the hypnoanalgesia in the hand, and then through suggestion, we'd relocate it to the body part that is experiencing the pain or discomfort. Again, a really good place to learn how to do this is Ron Esslinger's hypnoanesthesia course, either on DVD or his live courses, and they're all listed on the www.banyanhypnosismall.com. All right. So that's the standard kind of thing. What we want to do with 5-PATH, number 3 on my list, is to simultaneously deal with the emotional and cognitive factors. And what we do is we can simply do an age regression to a recent time when they felt the pain. And we can ask them, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? And then once we've got that emotional part, the affect, or what are you feeling, then we can use that as a bridge. It's called the affect bridge technique, and we can go back in time discovering all the recent events and long ago events and the actual first event that is the emotional component of that pain. Because unpleasant emotions like fear and anger exacerbate the pain. We will then go back in the age regression to the ISC. That's when it all started, the initial sensitizing event. And it can be long before the pain ever arose, neutralize that. Then we will be able to give them a good direct suggestion about how now that that emotional component of the pain is gone, they're going to experience much relief, and that all of the hypnotic work we do is going to be much more powerful. And then you would segue into one of these more standard hypnotherapeutic techniques, such as the visualization, disassociation, relocation, and hypnoanalgesia. Also, we want to continue with 5-PATH. We want to go through phase 1, which is the preparation, testing, and convincing. Number 2, which is the regression to cause and age progression work. We can take them into the future experiencing much less pain or no pain at all. And then also there is phase 3, which is the forgiveness of others. Guess what? It's well documented. Go ahead and read one of Dr. John Sarno's books, for example, on healing back pain, and his other books as well. It's well documented that anger can cause pain or exacerbate pain. So anger, what do we do about anger? Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the antidote to what? Anger, and neutralizing the anger is the antidote to pain. Also, we can be angry at ourselves, and so the forgiveness of self period phase is very, very valuable as well. Now, of all the issues we work with, secondary gain tends to appear in pain patients and pain clients more than anyone else. So if you find that after doing phases 1, 2, 3, and 4, and doing the more standard type hypnotherapeutic work of visualization, disassociation, and relocation and analgesia, if you're not completely taking care of the pain, and of course also given that the medical cause has been taken care of as well, then what we're looking at is a high probability of secondary gain. So we move into that phase 5 of 5-PATH, and we're going to divide the individual into two parts, the self who wants to overcome the pain, and then the still wanting to experience the pain part. And what we're going to do is we're going to find the advantages of both perspectives, of both overcoming the pain and also of removing the of keeping the pain. And through a mediation process, we will come up with a win-win situation in which the person can let go of the pain and still meet all of his needs, wants, and desires. Okay, getting close to the end here. Let's see. Number 4, always get a medical referral when working with pain. Even if the law doesn't require it where you're at, always do that. It's the ethical thing to do. We do not want to interfere with normal standard medical treatment. For example, if someone came into you and says, gosh, I've got a headache, I get headaches all the time, can you help me with this hypnosis? Your answer should be, sure, that's easy. We do it all the time, and this is what we need to do to begin the process. Give me your doctor's name, address, and phone number, and sign this slip so that they can give me permission to work with you on this, because we just want to make sure that it's not contraindicated, meaning that removing the pain could cause harm. So we will do that. We want to get medical referrals because it's the right thing to do. The other thing is there is a side benefit too. When there are lots and lots of doctors out there that specialize in pain who are frustrated. They deal with a thing called intractable pain. And as you're able to go in and demonstrate that you're able to be successful with your clients and their patients in eliminating or greatly reducing pain, you become a referral source. You become the answer to their worst nightmares, okay? And the referrals will keep coming. I highly recommend that if you have any interest at all working with pain, then you get the training to do that. It's a wonderful thing to do. You can help so many people. And really, those hypnotherapists that are out there doing pain management, you add a great deal of credibility to the work we do, and it's a wonderful aspect to the profession. So now, let me see. I'm going to read that question again. It's kind of a long question. I got kind of confused last time I read it. Let's see if I can do a little bit better job of reading it and then answer it. The question was, paraphrased, I am working with a client for pain doing 5-path, and the AR work has helped him to bring his pain down from a 7 to a 2 on a SUD scale of 0 to 10. He's very happy so far, but he has found that the stress at work and with his family causes the pain to increase. We also did foo on his father, and since then, he said the relief has been even greater. See, this is all this emotional component of pain. When visiting his mother, she, quote, guilted him, unquote, into staying longer than he wanted to that evening, and it causes pain to increase. So we did some foo work with her as well. It was interesting that when doing foo with his dad, he was able to really express how he felt and release a lot of anger, but was unwilling to express his anger with his mother at first. He managed to express the feelings anyway, and he did an excellent job of it. But after the session was over, he experienced an increase in pain. I asked him how he felt about the forgiveness session, and he said that he felt bad in treating his mother that way, you know, to have said, you hurt me, Mom, you made me feel bad, and whatever else was said in the session. But he denied feelings of guilt about it. I suggested that it may be guilt and that the next session will neutralize those feelings of guilt and any other feelings of anger that he may have. I'm wondering if I should handle FOSS, that's forgiveness of self, in the usual way. And does he need to foo me, forgive me also, for having caused him this distress? All right, let's go through this step by step using what I've talked about so far. This individual says, I'm working with a client for pain doing 5-path, and the AR work has helped him to bring his pain from a 7 to a 2. Beautiful. See, that shows that changing the emotional cognitive factors, doing age regression, is a powerful part of doing pain management using hypnosis if you're trained in these advanced techniques. So goes on to say, so he's very happy so far, but he has found that the stress at work and with his family causes pain to increase. No kidding. What did I say? Anything that stress makes worse, hypnosis can make better. So that's a very good statement there that shows what we're talking about. We also did foo with his father, and since then, he said that the relief has gotten even better. All right. So there we show that now foo is forgiveness of others, and that has to do mainly with anger. So reducing the anger reduced the experience of pain, and the age regression, that mostly has to do with fear, and that reduced the pain. So this is a very good example of what I'm talking about. Then it goes on to say, while visiting his mother, she guilted him into staying longer than he wanted to, and it caused the pain to increase. Okay, well, we would have to find out what was going on in his mind. What we'd do is we'd age regress him to that time, that recent time with his mother, and find out what he was thinking and feeling. We don't know at this time, right now, whether that was anger, or if that was guilt, or if it was anger at his mom, or anger at himself. That's how you find that out. Okay? He goes on to say, it was interesting that when doing forgiveness with his dad, it was easy to express the anger, but he had trouble doing it with his mom. I don't know why that is with this particular individual. What does matter is this individual goes on to say he managed to express those feelings anyway and did an excellent job of it. But after the session was over, he has experienced increase in pain. Okay. Now, not being there in the session, I can't say exactly what happened, but I can talk in generalities. When you express the pain, what he's talking about here is we put them in a round room where they can be together, our client and the person that hurt them, in this case, mom and dad. And what we want to encourage them to do is express their real feelings about how they feel about their life with mom and dad. You know, they can say things like, you hurt me when? Put an ending on it. That made me feel. Put an ending on it. You made me think. Put an ending on it. And we get them to talk about and express their anger and the cause of their anger and the experiences in their life that caused the anger. And this creates a catharsis. This catharsis can be a great relief when it comes to psychogenic pain. Also, after that has been done and that anger has been released, then we can do the real forgiveness process without all that anger being inside the client. So it makes it easier to do the forgiveness process. Now, I suspect that he did a better job with dad at expressing that than he did with mom. So he might have only really expressed about, you know, 30 to 70% of the anger. And so what happened is we stirred up the anger, but didn't get it all expressed. And maybe not all of it was forgiven. So we've kind of opened the wound but didn't totally clean it out. I would suggest that perhaps more forgiveness work needs to be done with mother on that. We can also do an age regression to a recent time when he felt that exacerbated pain, find out what he's thinking, find out what he's feeling. If it's fear, that says we need to do more age regression. If it's anger at mom, we need to do more forgiveness work with mom. If it's feelings of guilt, then we move on to the next phase. He goes on to, in his question, say, I suggested it may be guilt, and that next session will neutralize those feelings of guilt and any other feelings of anger that he may have. Again, we don't know at this point if it's anger or guilt. What we want to do is we'll move into that next phase, phase four, which is forgiveness of self, and we will then have the client forgive themselves, and that will take care of the anger and the guilt. So that's one of the nice things about Five Path is you don't have to make those kind of determinations. You just will routinely take them through these four phases and neutralizes those causes. Do you have to do foo with, does he have to forgive the therapist? I don't think so. I think if it makes sense, what was done in the session makes sense, it's logical, then the person's not angry with you. And one of the most important parts of the session to ensure that it makes sense to the client is that you do a good segue. A good segue is after you've done this insight-based work, age regression, forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self, and even parts mediation therapy, you want to say, okay, now that you've received these insights, and now that you feel this way, and now that you know that, remind them of the achievements they've made with insight and how they've changed how they feel, then say, now you'll be able to accept these suggestions even more powerfully and move into what? The standard hypnotherapeutic techniques of visualization, relocation, etc. Even some age progression. Okay, that's it. Boy, that's a lot of information. And as I said in a previous podcast, One of the great things about these podcasts is I can give you a lot of information really fast, and then you can re-listen to it. In fact, I'll tell you what, if you take a month off from this podcast, come back to it, especially if you've done some pain management work, you're going to understand what I said at a much deeper level. By the way, if you are not a five-pather and you are listening to this podcast or any podcast where I refer to five-path, I just want you to go and read one of the introductory articles in our free articles section of hypnosiscenter.com. There's two or three introductory articles there that explains 5-Path. You can go in, read through that stuff, go ahead and print it out, stick it in your notebook, and then when you listen to these podcasts about 5-Path, it'll just make a lot more sense to you. Okay, the wrap-up. We wrap up this edition. I hope you'll come back for more. We've got many, many podcasts ahead. I hope you'll visit our websites where you'll learn all about our upcoming trainings, especially our NGH Hypnotherapy Certification course, the 5-Path and 7-Path. Got one starting in a few days. Also our Week of Power, which is typically given at the NGH convention. That's where other hypnotherapists who got certified somewhere else can learn and be certified in 5-Path and 7-Path. We got one coming up at the UK 2007 in April, and just about every year at the NGH convention. You can contact me by writing to calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com or call our office at 714-258-8380. Again, that's 714-258-8380 or toll free at 800-965-3390. Once again, 800-965-3390. 3390. And I hope to see you guys all in class. It's going to be a great time. And to all you five pathers out there, I'm proud of you. Keep sharpening your skills. Let's create an army of one percenters, the best of the best. So until next time, this is Cal Banion signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved. For private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.